Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. This day I am writing is beautiful. It's one of those days that ushers in spring. The sun is bright, the trees are filling out, dogwoods are in bloom, the breeze still has just the right amount of cool. Sunday morning, I will treat myself to a cinnamon and raisin roll with cream cheese icing as I enjoy my morning coffee, a special Easter treat. As a child, my brother and I would wake to Easter baskets in the living room and the sound of scritch, scratch, scritch, scratch, and two small beings in a cardboard box. As I recall, one was pink and one was blue. I don't remember the names we gave them, but I do recall their chirp chirps as they wandered the living room carpet pecking for food. After church, we would take them out into the grass and watch them navigate in the green, which was almost as tall as they. After a few days of cracked corn in fresh water, the soft little feathers began to shed their color as new adult feathers filled in. At that point, they were relegated to the bird pens in the backyard and eventually were given away. Easter, Christ rising, overcoming, and bringing a new hope to the world. As I have read through the last 3 days of Jesus' life again, I got stuck on the one sentence in each of the Gospels about the man Malchus, probably an official of the temple priest or the Pharisees. In Luke 22:47-51, the story is told. Jesus and his disciples are at the Mount of Olives the night before his arrest. Jesus has been praying, and the exhausted disciples fell asleep instead of keeping watch. Verse 47. While he, Jesus, was still speaking to the disciples, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" And one of them, Peter, struck Malchus, the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Each of the gospel writers includes this incident, but none tell us any more about this man. And so I wonder, who was he? Who did he think Jesus was? Had he seen him preach and heal others? How did he react to this personal miracle he just experienced? Did it change his heart, his opinion of Jesus? Or did he remain convinced Jesus was not who he said he was, the Son of God, come to forgive and free us from the chains of sin? So, I can only imagine. I choose to think that the heart of Malchus was changed, his eyes were opened to the power and glory of this man Jesus, that suddenly in that miraculous moment he came to see clearly the message of how to love and live and forgive, and forget, and to care, and help, and have compassion. The good news was real and exemplified in this man Jesus, the King of the Jews, the Son of the one and only God. I imagine that the joy of this event, Malchus told everyone that would listen what had happened, and those who witnessed the healing of the cut-off ear simply by Jesus' touch, supported his story. And now, there was a whole new group of believers who went about sharing the story and with the Lord's help chose to change their lives. No longer did they see the sick and disabled as deserving sinners. No longer were they selfish with their money, but instead shared with those in need. No longer did they look down on those who were different in social status, race, or country. And those who were treated differently sought out more information, more stories of this man Jesus, and believed. What miracle has Christ our Lord done for you? A miracle of health, relationship, life purpose. We have all experienced miracles in our lives, but we may have disregarded them as coincidence, luck, or just being in the right place at the right time. I certainly have. Let us not miss out on the greater blessing of the miracles by accepting His love for us and allowing Him to be the guide of our lives, not ourselves. Let us pray together. Dear precious Jesus, Easter reminds us of your ultimate sacrifice and the freedom to choose life lived with you as its center and guide. Open our eyes to the miracles of life renewed in this Easter season and to the small and large miracles in our own lives and those we pray for, that we might live our lives as a witness to life with you. In your precious name, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.